The Treaty of Waitangi, New Zealand's founding agreement between the British Crown and Maori chiefs, has long been a focal point for discussions on Indigenous rights and historical injustices. Recently, the country has witnessed widespread protests, with thousands marching in opposition to a proposed law that aims to redefine the principles of the treaty. While the bill is unlikely to pass, it has reignited a centuries-old debate on upholding promises made to Maori during colonization and addressing past wrongs. Historical context of the Treaty of Waitangi. The Treaty of Waitangi, signed in 1840, was intended to create a partnership between the British Crown and Maori, guaranteeing Maori authority over their lands and resources while granting them the rights of British subjects. However, the treaty's history is marred by breaches, including land confiscations, cultural suppression, and discriminatory policies that have marginalized Maori communities. Ongoing efforts for redress and recognition. In recent years, New Zealand has made efforts to rectify these historical injustices through land settlements, cultural revitalization programs, and legal mechanisms to uphold Maori rights. The revival of Maori language and culture has been a significant step towards recognizing and preserving Indigenous heritage. Controversy surrounding the proposed law. The current flashpoint revolves around a proposed law that seeks to redefine the principles of the Treaty of Waitangi. Lawmaker David Seymour's initiative aims to clarify the treaty's principles and extend their benefits to all New Zealanders. However, critics argue that this redefinition could potentially undermine the progress made in recognizing and protecting Maori rights and interests. Significance of the protests. The protests against the proposed law highlight the deep-rooted divide in New Zealand society over Indigenous rights and racial equality. Thousands of people marching to Parliament signify a strong stance against any legislation that might diminish Maori rights and erode the foundation of the Treaty of Waitangi. Looking ahead, as the protests continue and the debate intensifies, New Zealand faces a critical moment in its reckoning with its colonial past and commitment to upholding Indigenous rights. The ongoing dialogue and activism surrounding the Treaty of Waitangi reflect a broader push for social justice and reconciliation in the country. In conclusion, the protests for Maori rights in New Zealand underscore the enduring legacy of historical injustices and the urgent need for meaningful reconciliation and respect for Indigenous rights. The Treaty of Waitangi's flashpoint serves as a reminder of the ongoing struggle for equality and justice in Aotearoa, New Zealand.